Welcome to the first PAC football report of the 2012 season, covering games on September 1. I'm Joe Onderko. This week, we will take a quick look back at the 2011 season in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing the opening weekend of 2012. PAC champion Thomas More captured its fourth straight league title in 2011 as the Saints posted a 7-1 conference record. The Saints were joined by St. Vincent and Waynesburg in the postseason, as both squads competed in ECAC bowl games. It was one of the most balanced, competitive seasons in PAC history, with 7 of the 9 league teams finishing between 5-3 and 3-5 in league play. Entering 2012, the Saints are once again the pick for the top spot in the PAC preseason poll and are ranked 20th in the D3Football.com preseason national poll, while both St. Vincent and Waynesburg also received national top 25 votes. All 9 PAC teams open the 2012 season with non-conference action this weekend, with 4 playing at home. After a 5-5 campaign, Bethany has high hopes of taking a leap into the PAC upper echelon this fall. The Bison can make a statement in that direction Saturday when they host Center at Bethany Field at 1 p.m. The Colonels were 9-2 a year ago and advanced to the second round of the NCAA playoffs, so Bethany head coach Tim Weaver knows his team has the chance to make an immediate impression on the national level.
We absolutely do. We've talked a lot about it, and you know, I think we've moved past our the point in our program where we really got nervous about playing teams. Now we're excited. We want to play this game. You know, we felt going into the opener last year against Allegheny that nobody thought we could win, that we really had a better team and would win that game. I think right now our players and staff certainly feel like we're capable of winning this game. I wouldn't say we think we're better than Center, but we certainly feel like we have the players, if we play our game, to win this football game.
Also at home Saturday is Westminster, as for the second consecutive season, the Titans open by hosting Hiram under the lights at Bury Stadium in New Wilmington at 7 p.m. In last year's game, the Titans rode a pair of TD runs by John Peruano to a 17-7 victory over the Terriers. Westminster head coach Jeff Hand talks about Hiram as an opponent.
Going into the Hiram game, it's going to be an exciting game for us, that's for sure. It's the obvious opener for both of us, and it's been become a little bit of a rivalry back and forth, only being an hour away. We've been a familiar foe the last few years, and hopefully that's a continued thing. Hiram is a very good team. They're going to be coming in and running a spread offense and a 3-4 defense.
Grove City opens its season on the road at Carnegie Mellon, renewing an historic rivalry with the Tartans at Gesling Stadium in Pittsburgh at 1 p.m. The two teams opened last season at CMU as well, with the Wolverines dropping a 21-19 decision. The recent announcement that CMU and Case Western Reserve will join the PAC as football affiliate members in 2014 has GCC head coach Chris Smith approaching Saturday's contest like a conference game.
Well, it is a great rivalry. It goes back last 28 years, we've played them 26 times. Of course, as you mentioned, they will be coming back into the conference in 2 years. And so we'll still play them the next two, then we'll play them again as a conference game. So it will go from a very good rivalry to potentially an even more heated rivalry.
St. Vincent and Teal each open the season at home, as the Bearcats host Bridgewater at 1 p.m. and the Tomcats host Juniata at 1:30 p.m. Despite leading 17-3 in the fourth quarter, St. Vincent fell 20-17 in overtime at Bridgewater in last year's season opener. The Tomcats are looking for their first win since 2009 against an Eagle squad, which broke its own 26-game losing streak with a 17-16 win in the 2011 regular season finale against Susquehanna. The road games are highlighted by Thomas More traveling to Rochester, New York for a 6 p.m. kickoff against St. John Fisher in a battle of national powers, as the Cardinals enter 2012 ranked 11th in the nation by D3Football.com. Washington and Jefferson also begins its season with a trip to Methodist in North Carolina, as the Presidents take their longest regular season road trip since the 1934 season. In other action, Waynesburg is at Muskingum for a 1:30 p.m. kickoff, while Geneva travels to Frostburg State for a 2 p.m. start. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. For the latest news and information on your favorite team, log on to our conference website at www.pacathletics.org. You can also follow us on both Facebook and Twitter, with links available at the website. I'm Joe Onderko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.